This is Akashvani, the news read by Manoj Singh Rana. The 11th International Day of Yoga is being celebrated today with great enthusiasm and widespread participation across the country and around the world. The President and the Prime Minister led the celebrations by taking part in separate yoga sessions. President Draupadi Murmu took part in a Yoga Day event at Dehradun in Uttarakhand. She highlighted India's pivotal role in promoting yoga on the world stage.
योग पूरी मानवता की साझा धरोहर बन चुका है ये भारत की सॉफ्ट पावर का एक अत्यंत महत्वपूर्ण उदाहरण है भारत की पहल पर योग के प्रति विश्व समुदाय का सम्मान बढ़ा है और दुनिया भर के लोग इससे लाभान्वित हो रही है
Prime Minister Narendra Modi attended a 45-minute yoga session following the common yoga protocol along the scenic coastline at Visakhapatnam in Andhra Pradesh, which witnessed the participation of over 3 lakh enthusiasts. In a remarkable show of unity, they performed yoga simultaneously in an open-air setting, aiming to secure a place in the Guinness World Records for the largest gathering of its kind. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said that today, yoga offers a pathway to peace amid growing stress, unrest and instability in various parts of the world and called for a collective effort to advance a peaceful, balanced and sustainable world.
आज 11 साल बाद हम देख रहे हैं कि योग दुनिया भर में करोड़ों लोगों की जीवन शैली का हिस्सा बन चुका है मुझे गर्व होता है जब मैं देखता हूं कि हमारे दिव्यांग साथी ब्रेल में योग शास्त्र पढ़ते हैं वैज्ञानिक अंतरिक्ष में योग करते हैं गांव-गांव में युवा साथी योग ओलंपियाड में भाग लेते हैं
Several states and union territories, including Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Madhya Pradesh, Goa, Maharashtra and Tamil Nadu across the country actively took part in Yoga Day celebrations. Around the globe, thousands of yoga enthusiasts participated in the International Yoga Day celebrations by joining events focused on wellness, mindfulness and sustainable living. In a significant gesture of regional solidarity, India has extended its evacuation efforts under Operation Sindhu to include citizens of Nepal and Sri Lanka stranded in Iran. According to a social media post on X, this move follows formal requests from the governments of Nepal and Sri Lanka. The Indian embassy in Tehran will now coordinate assistance and evacuation for nationals of the two South Asian neighbors alongside Indian citizens. Sri Lankan nationals in Iran have been advised to contact the Indian embassy through the emergency numbers shared through a social media post. Israel and Iran continue to exchange airstrikes on the ninth day of the conflict. Israeli military said it launched a series of strikes against missile storage and infrastructure sites in central Iran. Israel's defense minister, Israel Katz, said a senior Iranian commander, Saeed Izadi, has been killed in a strike on an apartment in the city of Qom. Iranian state media also reported an Israeli attack on a nuclear facility in Isfahan in the early hours today. Iran's air defenses reportedly responded to the attack. However, there is no update yet from the International Atomic Energy Agency on the facility's status. This follows fruitless efforts to de-escalate the conflict in Geneva, where top European diplomats met with their Iranian counterpart yesterday. Meanwhile, the White House has said that the US president will decide next fortnight whether to take direct US action in the Israel-Iran conflict. The country's gross direct tax collection for the financial year 2025-26 rose by 4.86% to about 5.45 lakh crore rupees as of June 19th, compared to about 5.1 lakh crore rupees in the same period last year. According to data released by the Income Tax Department, advance tax collections during the period stood at over 1.55 lakh crore rupees, registering a growth of 3.87%. In cricket, India were 447 for 4 in their first innings against England on the second day of first test match of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Headingley in Leeds a short while ago. And that is the end of this news bulletin.